Existuje taká vec ako generačné rozdiely na pracovisku? Odpovede sa líšia. Niektorí experti na trhu práce sa domnievajú, že kľúčom k prežitiu a prosperite v multigeneračnom prostredí je zamerať sa skôr na podobnosti, než na rozdiely. Aké je to pracovať s millennials? Kto sú millennials? Pojem generácia Y sa prvý raz objavil v auguste 1993 v magazíne Advertising Age. Millennials sú deti narodené na začiatku 80. a 90. rokov. Média nám často predkladajú stereotypy o tom, ako je staršia generácia loajálna, ale technologicky nevyspelá, zatiaľ čo millennials sú technicky dôvtipnejší, ale je menej pravdepodobné, že zostanú v jednej práci dlhšiu dobu. Stratég Tribus Lingua, Eilis Logan, si všimol v spolupráci s millennials zjavný rozdiel.
The shorter attention time span, but maybe that is the nature of an 18 to 29 year old, and maybe it was my nature at that age. I don't know. I think they probably have sort of stronger self-esteem than our generation did in a good way in some aspects.
Odhaduje sa, že do roku 2055 by sa mal náš život predlžiť, a to až o polovicu. Už teraz je oveľa dlhší než generácie našich starých rodičov. Dôchodkový vek stúpne na 70 rokov za menej ako 2 desaťročia. Starší pracovníci sú preto pod väčším tlakom ako kedykoľvek predtým. Musia sa zapojiť do dynamicky meniaceho sa pracovného trhu a súťažiť s mladými pracovníkmi.
When I was growing up and I was getting a job, I expected to have a job for life. I kind of had that expectation. Nobody has that expectation anymore, but that also brings a lot of its own pressure.
Profesor Phil Tyler, odborník na vek a trh práce na Federálnej univerzite, je presvedčený o tom, že ľudia by nemali byť takto nálepkovaní.
So just because you happen to be born in an adjacent year to someone else doesn't necessarily mean that you have anything much in common with them. So when people talk to me about millennials, well, I think about socioeconomic group, I think about gender, I think about ethnicity, and I wonder really how useful these constructs are.
Profesor tvrdí, že jednu vec majú tieto dve generácie spoločnú. Hrozí im, že sa nebudú stíhať prispôsobiť technologickému rýchlemu vývoju. Predpovedá, že až 2,5 milióna starších ľudí môže do roku 2031 byť z tohoto dôvodu bez práce. Nebudú proste stačiť technologickému pokroku.
It is important for us all to re-engineer ourselves over time. Much education, for instance, is front-loaded. People tend to get it when they're young, and they tend to get rather less of it as they get older. So I would certainly say that older people do need to rethink where they are skills-wise and even attitude-wise and engage with these economic shifts that are underway.
Doktorka Catherine Rickwood sa venuje výskumu ohľadne starnutia populácie. Verí, že je veľmi dôležité mať ochotu stále sa vzdelávať, aby sme boli schopní udržať krok na multigeneračných pracoviskách.
As we age, we have a responsibility to continue our education. So to assume that once we are in our 50s and 60s, we've kind of learned all that we need to learn, or that the technology is too daunting, is actually limiting ourselves personally and potentially limits our ability to engage in a business environment, if we're talking about a work environment, with those that are younger, where that is their world.
Sama vo svojej poradenskej firme zamestnáva aj mladších ľudí.
When I'm working with younger people, I am never assuming that my way is the right way or the only way, and that there isn't another way and a better way, and that I can't learn from them and incorporate that into my way of thinking and doing things. So it's just an openness to not assume that because we're older that we've got all the answers.
Je to samozrejme náročnejšie pre tých, ktorí na australský trh vstupujú z rozdielnych kultúr.
I worked with many Malaysians. All of them find that they're suddenly thrust into an environment where culturally it's very different. You can't tell people what to do, they get offended, that you have to operate very differently in your management style. Your management style has to be much more flexible. Some people have the flexibility to adapt quickly, and some people it will take longer, and it depends on the individual.
Spolupráca s mladšou generáciou môže byť osviežujúca a priniesť vám nový pohľad na svet. Ako sama hovorí, musela sa naučiť, ako komunikovať v austrálskom podnikateľskom prostredí.
I didn't have that understanding myself in business where I'm from. You make a couple of quick sentences and you get straight down to business. And I realized at the beginning, this isn't working for me. So from my own experiences in working in different cultures, I often say to people, get to know the culture in a non-pressured environment like volunteering. So you understand how people operate because there is a lot of small talk in Australia leading into business talk at some point, but I never could figure out when it's going to start and stop. How much do you tell of your personal information? How much do you not tell?
Je to naozaj o pochopení austrálskej kultúry. A to najlepšie tým spôsobom, že získate praktické skúsenosti. Napríklad prostredníctvom dobrovoľníctva.
But in a business context, if you don't know, just sit and listen and just watch what happens. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. Watch the Romans in action and mimic their behavior.